Good evening. This is Shavsachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. The representatives of India and Pakistan armies have agreed to uphold the February 2021 ceasefire agreement and explore measures to prevent future misunderstandings. The brigade commanders of both countries held a flag meeting in Poonch district in Jammu and Kashmir to ease tension after recent skirmishes and IED explosion incidents along the line of control and the international border. Besides agreeing to uphold the ceasefire agreement renewed on February 25, 2021, brigade commanders also agreed upon leveraging established communication channels to de-escalate tension. Both sides emphasized on the importance of the ceasefire agreement in maintaining peace and stability along the border. The meeting was significant as it was the first of its kind in 4 years, and the primary focus was to address the recent surge in cross-border firing and IED attacks that have disrupted peace along the LOC. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. It will be the 119th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information Broadcasting Ministry. Indian Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has emphasized that the new National Education Policy, NEP, has been designed to elevate India to a global level. Speaking at the 101st convocation of the University of Delhi in New Delhi, he highlighted that achieving the vision of a developed India by 2047 is possible through the widespread implementation of NEP 2020. Mr. Pradhan praised Delhi University for its successful adoption of NEP 2020, expressing confidence that the university would play a key role in making Delhi a major knowledge hub in the future.
भारत को बनाने के लिए भारत को विश्व स्तर पे ले जाने के लिए माननीय प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने राष्ट्रीय शिक्षा नीति 2020 की परिकल्पना किया है मैं बधाई देता हूं दिल्ली विश्वविद्यालय की नेतृत्व को आपने अग्रसर रहे यू आर द फ्रंट रनर फॉर द इंप्लीमेंटेशन ऑफ नेशनल एजुकेशन पॉलिसी 2020
Indian Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized that the upliftment and empowerment of the tribal community is a priority for the government. He held an educational interaction with the students of the rural and tribal community of Santogba Dholakia Vidya Mandir, Dang district of Gujarat at Gujarat Bhavan in New Delhi on Friday. During the interaction, Mr. Shah highlighted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given the tribal community their rightful recognition after independence. He said that students are the foundation of the country's progress and their hard work and dedication will take India to new heights. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar is arriving in Arunachal Pradesh on 26th February. The Vice President is going to attend the Nyokum Festival at Bua Simla in Kamle District. For the first time, the people of Bua Simla area are celebrating the Nyokum Festival jointly. A meeting was convened by the Chief Secretary at the Civil Secretariat on Friday to discuss the Vice President's visit to Arunachal. The Department of Science and Technology, in collaboration with the Internal Quality Assurance Cell, IQAC, of Arunachal University of Studies, AUS, organized a symposium on research opportunities in German universities at the AUS campus in Namsai today. The keynote address was delivered by Professor Dr. Herbert Rippel from the Department of Organic Analytical Chemistry, Wilhelm Stephen, Trusdorf University of Applied Sciences, Technical University of Munich, Germany. He provided students with valuable insights into various higher education and research opportunities available in Germany, emphasizing international collaboration and academic advancement. As part of Mission Pink Gobuk, a cherry blossom plantation drive was carried out at the Gobuk village in Upper Siang district on Saturday, organized by Bomging Olung Angong, Gobuk Welfare Society President Dubom Tekseng, Upper Siang DTO Dr. Ahik Miu, PRI members Mary Dalbong, brand ambassador, and the public of Gobuk actively participated in the plantation program. Over 5,000 cherry blossom saplings, locally known as Dikong Apmun, were planted at Gobuk village. The saplings generally found in mountains of Gobuk village were collected from forests and nurtured by the villagers. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.